You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We have Tia in the building with us as well. As soon as we can get her mic on, everything is working crazy in here today. Yeah, it's nothing. They don't want to...
How about this one?
Let me... Jeez, what the hell is going on here? There you go.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay. There I am. Hello. Hi. What's up?
What's happening?
What's up?
You're here.
They just do anything like
that. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It was just not happening at all.
Control board just doesn't like me.
Nope.
Apparently.
You're here now, though. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes people have weird presets that, like, override everything.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, we last week was awesome. I haven't seen you since then, but that was a good interview.
Yeah. How was the show? The
show was great.
Yeah. It looked great.
Yeah, Tim did his thing. He kicked it off.
Okay.
He wasn't kidding about his nerves, you know, rolling up there. But he's got nothing to be nervous about. He killed it.
Shout out to Tim.
Yeah, shout out Tim. Tim Nyan out there. If you didn't hear that podcast, Tim Nyan, it's up now on iTunes, Spotify. Not Spotify. iTunes, SoundCloud,
yeah.
Google, Stitcher.
Stitcher.
We applied to Spotify. Yes. Hopefully we'll be on Spotify soon.
Oh, that would be dope.
Yeah, they're doing the like curation thing though. They only have a few podcasts on it. So
well, then we'll be one of the first podcasts.
I think we're going to be. I like it. So yeah, no, it was a great show. Tim did his thing for real. And he won a bunch of fans. Shout out Violet. She was losing her mind to it.
Ooh.
And then ETS.
The squad.
ETS did his thing. Kyle Bent tore it down, but we knew that was going to happen.
Of course.
So shout out to Kyle. Very professional. He had Tim and Tim looked at me. He goes, I don't know whether to be inspired or just stop rapping right now. Because he got up there and just immediately, it was like...
He just tore it up?
It just went to another place, you know.
Yeah.
He was just sitting there telling people his message and, you know, how he was trying to raise their consciousness. And
good for him.
You know, and everyone's like, oh, things are different now, you know.
Yeah.
So it was cool. It was a dope show. It was really dope. So shout out to everyone involved. Positive Street Art came out, 3S.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, so we have there's a short video up on our page now, but we have the full one coming soon. And I learned we can do all ages shows up there now. So I think that's going to change the game a little bit.
Maybe I could come.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll do a show down in Boston. It was a really good lineup, so I kind of want to bring the three of them down here and do a show, like maybe at the Middle East or something.
I was just about to say that. The Middle East. That'd be perfect.
So,
that's right there.
Got to hit up Leeds, see what's good. But I'm pretty excited. We got Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys calling in today. Lost Boys, one of the OG rap records I had, you know. So I'm excited to talk to him. But we're going to play some music because we have a lot. So I'm going to kick things off with Tim Nyan, actually. This is a song, we played this last week for the first time, but the hook has been stuck in my head. I know we talked a lot about Tim Nyan's hooks. I still want people to let me know what their favorites are. We have not gotten enough comments on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere telling us what the favorite hook is.
Please.
But this one has been stuck in my head for, 5 days now? So
5.
Can't be bad.
Not 7?
Well, it hasn't been a whole week since the show. It's been stuck in my head since the show.
Oh, okay.
Thursday night, so.
Makes sense.
I missed it. If you listen to the podcast, I didn't even hear it.
Wow.
When we played it here, because I asked him, I was like, so who did the hook on that one? And he's like, I did. I was like, I thought you said you cut him. He's like, no, he had a verse. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. I don't know what's going on.
My goodness.
So, anyway, there's an admission. Anyway, this is Till I Say. This is Tim Nyan. This is off his new record with Stoken Beats. Features Louis Archer. And we'll be back.
Take it from me. So it go drip, drip, sauce all day. We don't give a Vegeta, but I'm never number two. Coming for that W, this is what it's come to. Mic check 1-2, what's done can't undo. Better do it right, better move it like yeah. I done made it through the worst, got to die in the mud. Y'all done hated me first, constantly watching my moves, but still never show no love. Wonder why I never showed up, cause I don't f*** with you, but that don't mean I hold no grudge. I ain't got time for that, no space for hate. I can't be defined by that, so where they find me at the top now, in my way, you better watch out. Written's given like it's not style, but I'm passion rapping like I'm Pac now. Can't stop now, cause I got down with a hot sound. You was hot never, and you not now. Even when I got knocked down, I got back up. Better back up or act up, looking for just ask us. Funny how they used to pass us, but they laughing, that was backwards. Talking about us with their back to us, but it's always getting back to us. But the fact is, when I'm backed in, back against the wall, I'm getting back to it. Like, yeah. Life been moving kind of fast. To my last, yeah, gotta try to make it last, so I'll be damned if they take it from me, so it go drip, drip, sauce all day, we don't give a fuck what they say, we don't get anyway, you ain't even move till I say, drip, drip, sauce all day, best not get my way, we don't give a fuck what you say, you don't even move till I say.
And get your face shot. Dust had him naked in my building. Now I'm on vacation, I'm chilling. Smoking dope, beam on the Ruger. Lit like a candle. I could give out a sample. Got a fiend that'll shoot you. Sipping cream and Kahlua. I'm in Boston with like 500 perks. Motivated, seeing my mama work. She a freak, she came right out that skirt. That's your dog, get your rock while I'm murk. Corny, keep my name out your bullshit. 380, turn your brain to Cool Whip. And LA in jacuzzis and pools. Miss me with all that we cool shit. Mostly I sip in my new fit.
turn your block to my new strip. Bananas and Zannies, I'm dipping. I got the head full, I pulled up the roof, Chris.
Me on the Motorola, make the Yola with the shoulder. Hold my weed from California, hold my weed from California. In the kitchen, I'm whipping the bands, this you ain't pretend. In the kitchen, I'm whipping the bands, this you ain't pretend. Pick me on the Motorola, make the Yola with the shoulder. Hold my weed from California, hold my weed from California. In the kitchen, I'm whipping the bands, just you ain't pretend, In the kitchen, I'm whipping the bands, just you ain't pretend,
going through a lot lately, but when your back's to the wall, you gotta bounce back. And how to bounce back is style. I got down pat, and this is how, with an instrument. No sitting down when you climb a citadel, unless you wanna drop like a penny down. I wish you well, but if you're in the middle of a drought, then I wish you well. I've been out here stunting on my old self. I've been out here stunting on my old self. Ain't nothing better than reinventing yourself, waving at a hater while you squat LOL. No time for the negative ones, cause me and my squad got a city to run, and we gon' rock steady when the pressure is on. That's something you could definitely bet a Benjamin on. 100.
This for my brothers who grinded, all for the love of that hustle. Said that you're done with that bullshit. Why you still gripping that gunfo? Why you still keeping it gangster? Why not keep it on the humble? If real recognize real, baby, then you know that I keep it 100. Hundo, hundo. Then you know that I keep it 100. Hundo, hundo. Then you know that I keep it 100. Hundo, hundo. Then you know that I keep it 100. Hundo, hundo. You know that I keep it 100.
In a low rider, bouncing down Calm Avenue, 6'4", hopping like a goddamn kangaroo. Ain't no other player banging at my magnitude. Pay attention, y'all might learn a thing or two. Hold up, let me brush off the facade. I don't own a car to bounce on hydraulics. And no, I ain't a swinger, no, I don't two-time. But I do got a curly hair brunette on my mind. And she know that I've been out here stunting on my old self. I've been out here stunting on my old self. Ain't nothing better than reinventing yourself, waving at a hater while you squat LOL. Peace, love, my brother, relax. Ain't no reason to be flexing till your muscle collapse. Learn to respect yourself before you wreck yourself, by keeping it wicked, wicked 100% yourself. And that's real.
This for my brothers who grinded, all for the love of that hustle. Said that you're done with that bullshit. Why you still gripping that gunfo? Why you still keeping it gangster? Why not keep it on the humble? If real recognize real, baby, then you know that I keep it 100. Hundo, hundo. Then you know that I keep it 100. Hundo, hundo. Then you know that I keep it 100.
Okay, so that was a bit of a transition. That was Rex Mack. So shout out to him. I got plugged in with him through Anna Ray, who does she does events. She actually is shutting him down for the rest of the year, but she does these dope multi-genre events. She just had one recently with Oompa and a few poets and performance artists. She does some pretty cool things. Yeah. And she was like, "Oh, you gotta link up with this dude." And so yeah, it was one of those days. So sometimes what we do is we just go in the inbox and we pull out songs that we think might be cool. Nothing against that song. It was called One Hundo, though. So I was like, all right, I can follow some Primo Profit.
Yeah.
So shout out to, before that, we had Primo Profit, Dave East, Motorola. We actually premiered that joint here when Overdog was in the building. So shout out to Overdog Radio. Shout They're on out. EMF right after us. And they came through and dropped that exclusive. It's out for real now, though, so you can hear that. And before that, we tried to play the new Millie's joint, but we got a dirty version. And that's another thing, y'all. If you're sending us records, please send us the clean ones, because this is built on trust. So we got to be able to open your emails and play the songs. And if they're not clean, and then we can't trust you, and you know it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt. So
we want that relationship.
Yeah. It's all about relationships. So please send us clean records. Please send MP3s attached too. Like, we got a bunch of SoundCloud links this week, and not to get like,
not to be that person.
Yeah, but like, we should be able to open the email and listen right there. Like, we shouldn't have to click another link and go find your thing and listen to your whole project and figure out which song we want to play. Like, in an ideal world, we'd have time, but like, really just send like your best song or two and send them clean so like we can listen to it and maybe we can play it on the air and figure it out live. Like, the more you can help us do our job, the more we can help you. And we kick things off with the Tim Nye Until I Say. So we're going to be like, I guess, talking about stuff. We got Mr. Cheeks calling in soon. I'm very excited for that.
Yes, Mr. Cheeks.
Your pops is tuned in. Shout out to, what's his name?
I don't know what he wants me to call him.
Okay, so shout out.
Father Stevens.
Shout out to Mr. Stevens. Tuned in. Hopefully Cheeks will be calling in soon and we'll get busy with him, see what's going on with him. He's got a show next week in Manchester at Jewel. What's up with you though, Tia? You said you had some things you wanted to talk about.
I actually was wondering, do we have that last guy on the show yet?
Which last guy?
Our last song, 100.
No, we haven't had him.
We haven't? I'm really curious to ask what style of hip-hop he thinks he goes under.
You want me to email him back? I feel like we just need a category.
Because I'm like, oh, that sounds like, what is it called? Lo-fi? Chill hop? They call that, I think. I don't know.
The lo-fi, nah, the lo-fi is some other stuff. The lo-fi is like, it's literally lo-fi. Like, it's more crunchy. There's not as much bass. It's more like, there's a good YouTube channel that does it. If you go
the 24/7 one, right?
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh, does it go under that?
He's more like, that felt more like loungy or sort of like smooth. I don't know what you would call it. It's not as hard as what we normally play. I know that's what you're saying.
But it's still dope. Still dope.
Yeah, good message. Shout out to
Don't think we're throwing shade. We're not.
No, we don't really throw any shade except for towards Logic.
Yeah, except for him.
That's really it.
If you're listening, Logic, I still have your tour T-shirt, so
someday
it's shade out of love.
Someday he's gonna come on here and it's gonna be like, I heard what you said.
Y'all was talking trash.
Yep.
I just try to spread my positive message.
Right. It's like, what can you actually hate about that, dude?
No, not too much, you know. He's writing a book.
Is he?
Yeah. It's going to be a novel, not even like an autobiography. Like, it's a straight novel.
About what?
He's not telling anyone. I think you can guess.
Probably about the fact that he's biracial.
That's what people are speculating.
Oh, man. I don't have anything against that, dude. I'm so sorry.
We love Logic.
You know what? I want to play this Lost Boys song, and I hope if we play it, it's going to turn into Mr. Cheeks calling in.
That would be dope.
We're going to ring up the Renee. You just heard Renee for the first time.
I did.
You're going to hear it for the second. It's one of my favorite rap songs.
It's a very good song.
Ever. It's very good. It's a classic. That's an actually interesting question that I've been thinking about, like ranking the greatest rap songs. Because I have like, every now and then a song hits me that I was like, this is crucial to understanding hip hop. Like, another one is Smooth the Hustler and Trigger the Gambler, Broken Language. And I feel like a lot of people don't know about Broken Language right now.
Yeah.
You just looked at me crazy. There's no way we can even play that record. But I feel like that is like, for a long time, I thought this is a top five hip hop song. Like, this is a definitive part of, oh, the phone is ringing.
Oh, darn.
Is this Mr. Cheeks? Let's find out. Hello, you're on the air.
Yo, what's happening? This is Mr. Cheeks making a call in.
What's happening, Mr. Hey. Cheeks? This is Uncle Sam, and we got Tia here. You're on Live Free or Die Radio right now.
What'd it do?
Man, we were just talking about Renee. I just showed it to Tia. She's a little younger, but I was talking about how I think that is one of the greatest hip-hop songs of all time. And then I was talking about Broken Language. You know that record? Smooth the Hustler, Trigger the Gambler, like random old hip-hop records. Not old, but like classic hip-hop records that like are pillars that like you build off of.
No doubt.
So actually, that leads me to a question. I'll ask you a hard one right away, man. So I think Renee is one of the greatest, like straight up rap songs. What do you think is like one of the most important hip hop songs that's been made?
One of the most important ones that ever been made. Oh man, to me.
Yeah.
Straighten It Out is one of my greatest records I've ever heard.
Okay.
It feels more P Rock. You know what I'm saying? Rakim, Follow the Leader, shit like that. I don't know.
Yep.
Things like that I used to listen to. But yeah, it's a lot of records that paved the way for me, so.
It's hard. It's hard to narrow it down.
Hell yeah.
But, so what's going on with you, man? You got a show up here in New Hampshire next week?
Right. No doubt. Coming up there to Put It Down. Promoting this new EP I got out right now with Ninth Wonder. It's called The Lost Tapes. So I'm out there just running around doing that, and also promoting my latest album out called Raised and things like that. So I'm just running around doing shows and just touching doing what I do, basically. Just doing some work, baby, laying it down, bringing that LB flavor to your town.
Yeah, you do work. You work hard. You work with a lot of, you got some records with my guy Chatham the Son.
Yes, sir.
How did that come together? How does that happen?
Well, that's like the 2 year, me and him met back 2 years ago and we made a joint. And from then we just built, you know what I'm saying? And from then on we just been family and making music and hitting the road, doing shows. And you know, they just supporting each other as artists. So that's really it is, you know what I'm saying? He's talented, you know. So, you know, when I get a chance to work with him, or I get a chance, like I'm coming out there, he's opening up, doing what he do for me, and that's how we work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm excited for the show. Hopefully I'm going to be at that because he puts it down. I never saw you live, but I assume it. What's a Mr. Cheek show like? It's a party, right?
Oh, no doubt about it. You already know. Mad energy, you know what I'm saying? Bringing the classics, the news, and you know, and just banging out, man, giving a good show, like as I should, you know. So that's what it is.
Yeah. So how did this come together with Ninth Wonder? Was it same thing, just looking to work with cats, or like he reach out to you reach out to him?
Yeah, I reached out to him. I mean, I was out in North Carolina. He was doing some he's teaching classes and all, so I went out there to check out my man Play from Kid and Play. He's also a professor out of one of the schools at the college and all that. So I built and I seen my man. I was like, yo, we got to do some work. So, and you already know, I mean, we knew each other for years, so this was a chance of making music together and getting the time to hit the booth. He got the studio out there and doing his thing. So I was privileged to be the first cat to record in his new studio, you know. And this is like a result of what came out of it. You know,
that's what's up. Congrats.
No doubt.
You're living the dream, man. You've been how long? You started rapping when you were a teenager.
No doubt. Early.
Early. You sound grateful to be out there doing it, too. Like, you're aware that it's, you know.
Hell yeah. You're doing what you love. You know what I'm saying? Doing what you love is always a blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Absolutely. So, like I was saying, we got Tia here, and she's, you know, she's very young. And I was telling her a little bit about the Lost Boys, but it turns out she put the word out that she was talking to you, and her phone started blowing up, and she has all sorts of questions coming in from family members, so Can she hit you with a couple? Because she's got some super fans in the family.
All right, cool. Whatever. Let's get it.
All right, so someone's wondering if you're still holding it down in New York. Like, you still based down there? Like, what's going on?
All day.
All day.
New York all day, every day.
All right. And are you, like, thinking about making a song with Sean Paul or anybody like that anytime soon? They're, like, talking about how, like, they'd love to hear you work with some type of reggae artist anytime in the future.
Oh, no doubt about it. Definitely working with Sean Paul and all of my peoples out there. You know, I got a lot of joints I do with the Mollies, so, you know, my reggae connect is definitely there. Definitely going to be in some good music from us. Right now, I got a joint with Taurus Rally called 5 Days, you know what I'm saying? You can check that out. And, just Google me, man. I got mad things popping off. You know what I mean?
You do. We did Google you. you're heavy on the Google for sure, Mr. Cheeks. What do you... So you've been doing your thing, like just doing your thing, and it's been dope and it's been working. Like, what do you find, like, has been key to longevity for you?
Originality, you know what I mean? Just staying what it is. I don't know. I ain't really not too hype on just, you know, just a lot of shit. I'm just cool, laid back, and I just do what I do, I guess. I just write music I try to make music that I would want to hear, you know what I'm saying? And I'm proud that I'm glad that people dig my music, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that's a beautiful thing, man. I'm still doing joints from the 90s, so that's a crazy situation. I love it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's wild when people even, like, I remember I saw a thing when I was younger and someone's making fun of some dude. You're like, oh, you're a one-hit wonder. And he's like, why wouldn't you want, like, one hit? Like, you know, I'd love to be able to play a song that's 20 years old, like, you know, and kill it.
Yeah.
Not that you have more than one. Here's a question. What is your most, so you've been doing interviews for a long time, too. What is the most annoying question that interviewers ask you?
How you feel about the rap game?
Yeah, dude, I'm sure you get that a lot. That's a bait question. They want you to say a soundbite, you know, so they can.
Like I say, so it's good music and it's bad music. That's been in the beginning of time, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
What you feed yourself, you know? Feed your ears when it hits. So, good music always wins, you know?
It does, man.
Yep.
It absolutely does. It settles out. It shakes out in the long run, for sure. So, I got one more question for you, being that you're on Live Free or Die Radio.
Live Free or Die Radio, let's go.
What does Live Free or Die mean to you, Mr. Cheeks?
Live Free or Die?
Yeah, that expression. What does that mean to you?
Living free is doing what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying your life. You know what I'm saying? Got a driver's license and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? having a driver license and a passport, man, that's living, right?
Yeah.
So that's like your main thing, you know? So
being able to move around.
Wait a minute.
Although, man, people don't have driver's licenses anymore. I don't know if you've peeped that. Like, my little sister never cared to get one. I'm sure T is never going to get one. Like, kids don't care about driving anymore. For me, that blew things open when you got that license. You could go anywhere in the world. It felt like.
Hell yeah.
So.
You know, like jumping in the whip and hitting the highway, the open road. Down.
Yeah, man.
Not being bothered.
There's nothing like it. Well, man, listen, we're excited. So you're up here next Friday at Jewel in Manchester. We love that how did you end up in New Hampshire, like, connecting with people out here? Like, because I know, you know, Chatham, you said, but, like, are you just out and about trying to link up? Like, how do you get to New Hampshire? How does Mr. Cheeks end up in New Hampshire to begin with?
How did I get to come there?
Yeah, what's going on?
You know, I mean, you know, I'm working this album, so I gotta make the calls and see where it's at everywhere I go, because it's like all the stops I gotta make. I know I gotta make sure I'm in the right spot.
That's real.
That's in the town, you know what I'm saying? So I wanna make sure I'm doing the right thing when I come out there and bang out.
Yeah. Well, New Hampshire's got fans, man. They know what's going on. Because growing up there, like, I remember we didn't have, like, a scene naturally around us, so we had to look for it. We had to find it. So people really appreciate, you know, the art form up there. So.
No doubt.
Well, man, I'm looking forward to the show. I hope we can link up. I always like to talk in person. The phone stuff's, you know, a little disconnected sometimes. But hopefully we get to meet up next Friday in Jewel Nightclub.
Yes, sir. And we'll get it in, man. Hope you come out, check the show out, you know what I'm saying? Blow something down, one and back.
I'm with it. All right, my man. Well, I'll see you next Friday. And yeah, thanks for calling in. And we'll you got the new album out now with Ninth Wonder. You got all sorts of stuff. Google Mr. Cheeks. It's free.
Free on SoundCloud.
It's free. All right, new Mr. Cheeks.
Check it out right now.
All right, I'm with it. Well, we're on FM, so we can't probably play the whole thing. Unless is there a clean record? Is there a record you don't swear on? You know off the top of your head?
Never.
Oh man, you're. Okay. Well, your manager was going to send us some cleans. You got to talk to him, you know. We want to play that. All right, man. I'll see you next Friday. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, salute.
All right, be good.
I won.
All right, that was Mr. Cheeks. We got another phone call. WNFO, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, I'm just trying to get you guys' mailing address because it's not on your website. I have a new CD out that I want to get to you.
Okay, can I put you on hold for a second? Because we're on the air right now doing a show.
Cool. Yep.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. All right, we're going to figure out the mailing address. Tia, so what do you think? Are you a Mr. Cheeks fan?
Yeah, definitely. Yes, that did it.
That did it? How's your dad doing?
He's excited. He's happy. He wants to see the show.
Is he coming up to New Hampshire?
We'll see. Oh, no, he can't. Mr. He's going to be in L.A. I forgot.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's he doing out there?
My dad does acting. So,
really?
Yeah. So he's going to be out there. So.
Really?
Cash my dad out there.
I do not know what the mailing address is here. Where is this? Hello, are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
I would honestly, the most I'm going to do is Google it. I can try to, if you want to call back after 8, you have a better chance, but I do not know the mailing address.
All right. Have a great show.
Thanks. All right. Thank you. I really wish we could have helped him.
Me too. I think I just found the address.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well.
Darn. If you're listening, sir, call back.
Yeah, well, you can say it on the air. It's not the street address, though. It's the actual mailing. It's a P.O. box
address.
Or something.
Never mind. I'm wrong. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't have it. You can send clean records to submissions@lfodradio.com if you're an artist tuned in.
Yeah.
That's definitely the best way to do it for us. Shout out Mr. Cheeks.
I found it.
All right, we'll talk off the air.
Sorry.
So, sir, if you are listening, call back when we play this song. But he wasn't listening anyway, I don't think, because he wouldn't have called in the middle of our interview. So, I don't know. no, it's kind of confusing because they just have the one phone number and it goes straight to air. So
one landline.
Anyway, we do not have any clean Mr. Cheeks off the new album, but Renee should be clean. So we're going to play Renee, and we'll be back after this Live Free or Die Radio.
Check it. About this honey named Renee that I met one day on my way back from John Jay. I'm peeping shorty as she's walking to the train. I tap her on the shoulders. Excuse me, miss, but can I get your name? She said, my name is Renee. I said, I got a whole lot to say. So may I walk you to your subway? She said, if you want. So yo, we started talking. I brought 2 francs and 2 drinks and we began walking. I had to see where that head was at, cause like it was mad fast. So we must chat about this and that. She told me what she was in school for. She wants to be a lawyer. In other words, shorty studies law. I'm telling shorty I'm a writer. And as she's looking for the token, she drops it back into the easy water. Covers her mouth with the name ring. I say, yo, I don't sweat the technique. Shorty rocks, I do the same thing. But yet I use Philly blunts. She said I never dealt with Philly blunts because I heard that's for silly stunts. I said, nah, they burn slower. Right now I really don't know you, but maybe later on I can get to show you. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty. So now we sitting on the train. Besides a fingernail, now shorty got the hairdo with pain. Now understand she got flavor. A tough leather jacket with some jeans and the chain that the moms gave her. Got off the train about 6:34. She wasn't sure she had grub for the dog, so we hit the store. Went to the crib and turned the lights on. A Mad magazine stand from Essence, a right on. I love the couch stereo system with crazy CDs. Understand, kid, she got cheese. She said,
said, "Chicks, do what you want." She said, "I'm gonna feed the dog." I said, "Alright, well, I'ma roll this blunt." She came back with stretch pants and a ponytail, a t-shirt. Hey, yo, fam, I got a tenderoni girl. We're sitting on the couch chatting. We're smoking blunts off the balcony. We're staring at Manhattan. She started feeling on my chest. I started feeling on the breast. And there's no need for me to stress the rest. Hey, yo, I got myself a winner. We sparked the blunt before we ate. And the blunt after we ate dinner. She had a tattoo she only wanted to go to see. But first, turn the lights and turn up the Jodeci. I'm like, whatever, shorty ride, we could swing it like that. Cause on the real, this is where it's at. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty. I woke up the next day on the waterbed. Letters on the pillow went. This is what the letter said. It said, "Cheeks, I be home around two. You was deep in your sleep, so I didn't want to bother you. I left my number for shorty to call me later. Got dressed, smoked the blunt, and then I bounced towards the elevator. I got the beep around three. I'm asking shorty, what's up with you? She's asking, what's up with me? And now we've been together for weeks. Candlelight, dinner with my shorty, crack a 40 with my naughty freaks. Hey man, I never been in love, but every time I'm bursting in and out, it stays shorty that I'm thinking of. I'm hanging out with my crew. I get the beat from Renee, because Renee uses code too. But yet I'm chatting with her mom too. She says Renee's been shot, so Cheeks meet me up at St. Luke's. I jumps on the bandwidth. I gotta make it there quick. Hey yo, this shit is getting mad thick. Not even thinking of the pole, now I'm doing the buck. Gives a fuck, I'm smoking boom and the whole nine. I gotta see what's going on. And by the time I reach the hospital, they tell me Mr. Cheeks Renee's gone. I'm pouring it out for my shorty who ain't here. I'm from the ghetto, so listen, this is how I shed my tears. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty.
Yo, I remember you. What's up?
Yeah, I remember this. Check it out. Remember that shorty that you popped up in that robbery?
Yeah, why? What's up with it?
R.I.P. to Pimp C. He was the king of the South. If you hating on that, you need to shut your fucking mouth.
All right, we're just back. We're coming back. Everything is dirty today. I'm trying to find this. Why is everything labeled clean and not clean?
They're liars.
Have you heard the new Big Crit album?
No, who? I'm sorry. I was laughing. I couldn't hear
you. You don't know who Big Crit is?
Nope, I don't.
What?
I'm sorry.
Tia, what is going on? We're going to have to, like, I don't know if you can, how much longer you can be on this show.
What?
You
know, fix these problems. See, my hip-hop knowledge, if I were to be 100% honest, is like 99 to now. That's my lifespan. That's how much hip-hop I know. So, I'm sorry. But I do know a good amount of, like, KRS-One, that's my boy. And, like, you know, that jazz. Or, ooh, the NWA.
So,
They're
you know, cool. Okay. So, you know. The major flaw with that is Crit is very current, and he just dropped an album.
Yeah.
And definitely wasn't out before 99.
Okay.
Probably not right. Out before... I don't even know. Even like 2007.
2007. What? I was like,
when did Big? You geez. Know, we're gonna find out when he started rapping. How do you not know about Big Crit? I have to. Clearly, I have a responsibility.
I apologize, listeners.
Okay, his first mixtape came out in 05, but 2010 is Crit was here.
Okay.
And Crit was here was the one that kind of got him out there.
All right.
Crit is dope. Crit is one of my favorite rappers. He produces, he raps, he does everything. He's like the reincarnation of Pimp C, another one of my favorite rappers.
Okay.
I'm just entirely shocked by learning this. I'm just gonna put you on some Crit right now. I'm gonna play The Vent. This one's called The Vent.
The Vent.
It's clean.
Are you sure?
It says it's clean. If it's not clean, there's a real problem. And we'll be back after this to you. All right.
Child, I tried to ease her pain. It's only God's will. She said she felt the same. It's funny how the sun will up and bow to rain, as if the clouds couldn't stand to see me outside the game. Wrote a rhyme that was kind with some vision to it. Bottom line, it might expand your mind if you listen to it. Too much shine can dull the soul. If you feel how I feel, that I rap some more. How can the devil take my brother if he's close to me, when he was everything I wasn't but I hoped to be? I get a little honest and I ask myself, if the time come, will you save me if I ask for help? Send my mind on a journey to the outermost, to document what it had seen and CC me the notes. And ask Kurt Cobain why, cause I need to know. He stopped when he had such a long way to go. I saw love in the eyes of a perfect stranger. She overlooked my caring heart in search of a gangster. Will we ever be together? Only time will tell. She called my phone and talked to me as the hours swell. I put my problems in a box beside my tightest rhymes, under lock and key, buried deep off in my mind. And when it gets too full and I can't close the lid, I spaz on my family and my closest friends. Trade my materials for a peace of mind. I'm so close to heaven, hell, I just need some time. Who cares about life and the highs and lows? Maybe I should write another song about pimps and hoes. Cars and clothes, idol guards, golden calves, Louis scarves. I do this for the love and it's free of charge. I don't need jail to be behind bars. This is purely art. In my grandma's household, this was surely taught. Don't be naive, yeah, these times is hard. In the midst of all the glamour, I hope you find God. I never wish to be the burden bearer, but souls need saving and it's now or never. Shock value's all they wanna see. It's us against them and it's just you and me. Trying to take heed what I say in my songs. Forgive me if I ever, ever steered you wrong. Most people stop for signs, but I've driven through it. If it don't touch my soul, then I can't listen to it. The radio don't play the shit I used to love. Or maybe I'm just growing up. I never seen a star on a red rug. If I wanna see stars, I just look above. To the heavens. I know you've been dying so long, so I'll be stronger for you. I know you've been dying so long, cause I've been down too. Yes, I understand what you're going through. Yes, I understand
All right, that was Big Crit with The Vent, and we got Tony White on the phone. Hello?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
What's happening, man? So Tony just called in. First of all, shout out to you for calling in, finding the number, and doing all that, and for tuning in the first place. And what were you gonna say?
I just couldn't see how we could compare Big Crit and Pimp C. Maybe production wise, but just that they're two totally different beings and creatures on that microphone. And you know, Crit, I respect everything that he does, but Pimp C, that was something different. His whole lifestyle, his whole background. I mean, coming in '92 with pockets full of stones, like that's crazy. Just for the timing that the record came, you know, you didn't have a lot of people talking like that. I mean, the hook he sang, pocket full of stones, like that's ill. And then the fact that they're using that sample that we had heard Tribe Called Quest use before, they slowed it down, he put the 808s on it, like, I mean, man, that was just a whole nother vision that they brought to the game, you know. But I definitely respect both of those artists to the 10th power.
Oh, yeah, man, it's UGK for life, like, first and foremost. I don't mean it to take away from Pimp at all, but I feel like more so, like, his spirit I catch, like, living on in Crit. Like, when I hear Crit rhyme, like, it reminds me. Like, it's not so much, he takes some things, he gets some swag from them, but I feel like the spirit of it is, like, I just feel like he is sort of that. Like, every artist kind of has an extension of themselves after they're gone, that, like, someone kind of carries that torch for him, and I feel like in so many ways, like, differently, you know, they talk about some different things, but in terms of, like, what Pimp was on about, you know, being a man first, you know, uniting the South, no BS, like, I feel like Crit is in a similar, like, sort of humble but flashy type of, because Pimp C was pretty humble for all his flashiness, you know, inside there, and I feel like Crit is sort of on the same wave, and you can hear that swag in the way he rhymes. He definitely pays homage, and he's got a Pimp C hook and a Bun B verse on the new album, so every time he, I don't know, I love when they dig up old Pimp C stuff, but for me, I feel it, because, like, the producing, the rap, and the, like, sort of self-made, because, you know, without a label, Pimp C was an anti, you know, label a lot, and just always going against the industry. So that's what I mean. Not to really compare, because I don't think it's different style of rapping a lot of the time, too.
Definitely.
That I wouldn't. Pimp C more or less invented swag rap, too. Like, and Crit is not super swaggy, but wicked swaggy.
You know what's so crazy with Pimp?
Oh, man, I'm losing you. Say that again?
Self-degree. Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
with Pimp just expressing himself to the 10th degree, you know what's so funny? What we as artists can learn from Pimp C, just being yourself, really just really being yourself, not trying to chase anything else, chase any other sounds. There'll be these moments where you might not even be the lyrically the sharpest person, but just your essence can take over a song. And I think when we listen to, like, Jay-Z's record, Big Pimpin', I mean, not to take anything away from Jay-Z, not to take anything away from Bun B, but when we pay attention to that record, Pimp C only has 12 bars. He doesn't even have a full 16 bars that you have. But what's the part that we all sing when it comes to the verse?
Yep.
Sing Pimp C's part when it comes on.
Yep.
If I wasn't rapping, baby, I would still be rhyming. Like,
yep.
What?
Yep.
He killed it. And it's just, same thing as, like, I remember Too Short was on the Life After Death, and there was a song, can't remember the name of it right now. It's like, I think, like, track 9 or 10 on the second disc. And The World Is Filled, that's what it's called. And Diddy goes first, then Biggie kicks. And they had to let Too Short anchor because his flow and his whole persona, it bodies the track.
Certain dudes are just larger than life.
From Big. Yeah, definitely. Just, you know, so it's just one of those things where as artists we have to learn, like, yo, be yourself. You don't have to chase nothing. Be yourself, you know, have fun, and just really get your life. Put your life into it. Everything will come full circle for you, you know?
I'm with that, man. Now, you're an artist yourself, right? So you, as we said off the air, this is dope. You called up. You had, like, you obviously know what you're talking about. You're ahead.
Yep.
You sent us a record. How did you find out about us, actually?
But to be honest with you, I'm coming from PG County, Maryland. I lived in D.C. before, too. Most of my shows that I was doing was out in D.C. off U Street out northwest at a spot called Pier Lounge. It's actually where Wale and Fat Trell, you know, got discovered. And when I knew that I was moving up, back up to Massachusetts, because I moved here in July, I moved back up here. I haven't lived up here since I was maybe 12 or 13. And I wanted to hit the ground running. I needed to find out you guys' music scene. And, you know, hopefully we got a couple of more artists listening, because what I did, I took the time to just go on Instagram and Twitter, and I used hashtags, and I would just find out you guys' scene. I would look up the top artists in Boston. So, you know, I've been actually following, like, Avenue Boulevard.
Yep.
I've been following him online for months, knowing I was coming up here. I needed to do my homework to find out who's holding the torch right now, where they performing at, you know, what type of radio stations are they getting on, who's following them. I mean, everything is connected, you know? It's like the NBA.
Yeah.
LeBron might be at the same club as Carmelo.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
So in order to make sure I'm in a good standing, you know, I got to make sure I put my eyes and my ears right where they need to be. So I found you all. I found, what is that, Overdog Radio? Am
yep,
I saying that right?
Those are the homies. Yep, Overdog Radio, yep.
Okay, I found them. I found CTTC Radio.
Yep, contribute
you know,
to the culture.
I've already been to Maggie's Lounge. Yep, yep. Already been
shout
to
out DJ
Maggie's
Alcide.
Before.
All right, yeah, you know all the homies.
Yeah, DJ Alcide is a cool dude. I actually, I just met, shout out to Matt Whitlock.
Yep,
over at,
you know
DJ
all the homies.
Source.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, see, Matt Whitlock, I met him at a party. You know, and we sat outside and we just kicked it at a Halloween party, talk, exchange numbers and all that. We had a great discussion, you know what I mean? It's building, that's what it's all about. And honestly, I'm at a point in my life where I'm finally getting a little bit more open with talking to people. So doing things like this right here, to be honest with you, this is new for me, but I see the results that come from it.
My man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, that's beautiful. And we like to hear that too, because sometimes we're just out here sending out, you know, the waves, and it's good that they're getting caught. We're actually off the air in like 4 minutes, but I'm gonna play your record you sent me, and we're gonna close out with it. So Tony White,
I appreciate it.
I might, you mind if we post this? I might cut this out and post like this little bit, like a little interview thing, you know? Because
yeah,
you just
yeah,
shout out mad people
definitely.
And talk about the scene, and kind of like, you know, it's dope to hear. You know, I think everyone would appreciate hearing that. You know,
definitely.
They're being
please
discovered.
Do, please do. It's all love. I'm coming with all love. I mean, you come with anything else, you know, you're not going to get anywhere, you know.
Nah.
I'm bringing all love and positivity, you know,
nah,
and I
dude.
Like what you guys are doing. I'll definitely be tuned in, you know, in the near future as well.
All right, well, we're going to spin this right now, and we'll be in touch. You've got the email and stuff, so we'll talk for sure. Thanks a lot, Tony, and you be
no
good,
problem.
And we'll talk to you soon, all right? See you at Maggie's.
All right, now, you too.
All right, man,
all
be
right,
good.
Man.
Peace. Shout out to Tony White. That was
shout
dope.
Out.
Yeah, it's
that
dope to hear people call in
dope.
Knowing what's good. Yeah. Part
surprised.
Of a movement, Tia. We're
yes.
out here. We're going to play his record. I think it's going to be good. He definitely knows what he's talking about. So this one's called Sigga Told Me. Tony White, Maryland to Massachusetts, doing his research. He promised it's clean.
Yep.
I believe him. And yeah, we'll be back next week. We got Justin Clancy next week. So Clancy's blowing up right now, too. I don't know if you know Justin Clancy,
yep.
but he's blowing all the way up. He was on NBC. He's just blowing all the way up. So we're going to have to talk to him. All right, we'll be back. Live free or die.
Look, I say, when I die, then it's over. Ain't no rigor mortis older. Look alive and keep rolling. My advice, stay focused. I'm a rising this culture. Give it time I'm supposed to. Dose Sigapone told me, boy, this industry is full of vultures. Man, see, when I die, then it's over. Ain't no rigor mortis older yet. Look alive and keep rolling. My advice is stay focused. I'm a rising this culture. Dose Sigapone. Ay, look. That writer's block my opponent. Might let the Chevy ride on it.
Right.
Ain't built to quit nor condone it. I don't look for love to get hopeless.
No.
Might hit you when I'm roaming.
Go.
Let her take it.